Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial resumes today in New York. Seven jurors have been sworn in so far. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a tight race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin has the support of 52% of registered voters. Republican challenger Eric Hovde is at 47%. Among likely voters, their race is a dead heat, both at 50%. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows the state's general fund will be dropping significantly from record highs following the pandemic. That report has the fund dropping from over $6 billion to under $4 billion. That's after some raised spending and lowered taxes in the state last year. And Wisconsin leads the nation when it comes to fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 to 2022, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers. That compares to the national rate of 3.5%.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy today with showers, a high near 50 degrees. Tonight, becoming clear with a low around 34. Sunshine and breezy on Friday, a high near 51. West winds will gust 30 to 35 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, upper 40s Saturday, upper 50s Sunday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 43 at our studios.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, especially on a Friday eve. Getting ready for the weekend. Here's the Georgia Satellites.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky nookies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no and keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
And more.
I love jazz.
tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Everybody wants to rule the world. There is Tears for Fears, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes after 7 now. And this morning, no Jim Finn, because he's somewhere in Ireland, I'm going to assume, drinking a Guinness. But I have a very special co-host joining me over the next few days. Jay Roberts, how are you this morning?
Hey, pretty good, Maddie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. We're so glad that you're here. And let me first of all just say thank you for doing a little pitch hitting while Corey and I were in Las Vegas. And Finn, of course, is living out his Irish dreams. You know, he's like on some sort of excursion. My goodness. He and his two sons, they're going to an island. They're going to stay at a bed and breakfast. I mean, they're doing it all. I can't wait to hear how his trip was. But how are things going for you this morning? Anything exciting in your world? I mean, you know, I know we're just starting to get to know you here on Max FM. You've got the wife, you got the kids, you got the dog at home. I mean, I'm sure that all keeps you busy. Plus with this little thing called radio and all that, right? Now, I have to ask, I guess we just lost Jay. All right, so I'm going to keep vamping here a little bit. We're going to see if he can reconnect, and I'm just going to keep talking he can't hear some stuff. All right, so he and Corey Hartman maybe can work on that, because I know Corey's up and listening this morning. So we'll get Jay kind of to come back in here in just a moment. It's the life of live radio DJs, folks. Some days things go really, really well, and then other days you get to the internet and things just don't go as planned. So we'll work on that, because I'm very excited to have Jay with us over the next few days. But let's talk a little bit about this forecast. Oh, are you back?
I think so.
There, yay!
I was just going to say how much I love technology, and then it does that to us. What's going on this
technology
morning?
Technology is the best, isn't it? I'm just going to blame it on Charter. That's what I'm going to blame it on. Spectrum, Charter, whatever you call it these days. What I'm going to blame it on, because sometimes it's just not our best friend. That's for sure. Now, before I lost you, I was saying that you've got the wife, you've got the kiddos, you've got the dog at home. So, and you're doing a little radio as well. So as we get to know you over the next few days, I'm sure that all keeps you very, very busy at your home studio, I'm guessing anyway, right?
Yes, yeah, pretty busy. I like to be busy, though. Although, honestly, this job, not the most physically demanding job in the world, so I don't
get mentally taxing.
Yeah, it is. It is mentally taxing. I have to get a lot of, movement breaks. Like, I get up and, just do a little...
Those
aerobics.
Those in our house are called Aspen walks. That's what those are. A lot of being outside, a lot of getting her outside, which then inevitably gets me outside, because I'm the resident dog walker around here. So when, she needs a little break, I need a little break. So I guess it all works hand in hand. So we just go with the flow sometimes. I don't know if there's going to be much walking though today, because this weather is pretty disgusting. It's still raining. We're still supposed to have showers on and off today, so that doesn't look too fun. But we'll talk about the forecast in a little bit more detail. Now, is there anything that fun and exciting that you want us to know about you as you start filling in here for Finn over the next few days? I mean, any fun facts that we should know? Stupid human tricks? I ride bikes backwards, so that's my stupid human trick if it makes you feel better.
I really honestly don't have any tricks at all. I have passions. I'm passionate about cars, so I'll talk cars with you.
I love it. I don't know anything, so you'd be teaching me something. That's for sure. When we were in Vegas this weekend, I rode in a lot of different cars, including a lot of Teslas. First, I had to figure out how to get into the Tesla before they could give me a ride anywhere. Those things are crazy, are they not? That's what I know about cars. This is my extent right here. You're listening to it, everybody. You have to touch and push buttons in order to get to the car, and then the door pops open. It was very space age and very weird to me. Now, I have nothing against a Tesla or electric vehicles for that matter. I just want to be able to get in them. If you're going to give me a ride somewhere, make it easy for me to at least get into the vehicle. I know.
That was a rental car, right? You guys rented a Tesla?
We Ubered. We Ubered everywhere in Las Vegas. Yes, we are Uber people. My husband discovered the app, and it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to him in his entire world and existence is the Uber app right now. Between the cars and the Uber Eats, he just absolutely loves it. So that's kind of how we get around when we go places. Let me tell you, the trip to Vegas, because I know you and I had chatted a little before, we were going to talk about this, because I touched on it briefly yesterday, just very briefly coming back. Have you ever been to Vegas, first of all, you and your lovely wife?
Yes, it's it's been a while since we were there. The last time we were there, actually, I don't know for whatever reason, but we picked the month of July to go to Las Vegas.
You are gluttons for punishment, then.
And we got there, and I was so nervous about, it's going to be so hot, we're going to be miserable. Yeah. And then everyone there said the same thing. It's a dry heat. Jay. No, don't worry about it. It's
hot.
It's hot.
Yeah. We were lucky. It was actually pretty decent. The day we left, which was Tuesday, that's when the heat came back. I mean, now they're probably in the 90s, and I think they were expected to be in the 90s for pretty much the rest of the week into next week. So we were actually fairly lucky. It was very windy while we were there, though, which I was not expecting. Yeah. Now, I'm a South Dakota girl, so I can deal with the wind because anything under 30 miles per hour is considered to be probably tornadic weather for most of South Dakota. I mean, it's just kind of crazy how that works because there's always wind. There's nothing to stop anything. So I was used to the wind, but it got a little annoying after a while. But we got into Las Vegas, and Corey and I are not casino people. So we pretty much knew that there was going to be a large portion of Vegas that was going to be lost on us when we got there. Yeah. And of course, we were there for the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, or as, you know, us radio folk like to call it, NAB. This is amazing. Have you ever been to NAB?
I have not. Okay. I would love to go. I've been doing this this broadcasting job for a very long time, and I've never, ever been. So I'd like to check it out.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Like, all of the newest, latest stuff coming from overseas here in the United States for radio, for streaming, for TV. We didn't even get to three quarters of it because we had never been. Corey had been trying to get there for 14 years, and this was the first time he was able to make it. So we didn't plan very well. And next time we go, which we're hoping is next year, we plan a little better so we can get to a whole lot more of it because it is absolutely incredible. Some of the technology that has come out to make what we do a whole lot easier and to make the product better for the viewers or the listeners. So it was insane. So we did that. Of course, Corey and I always have a few adventures along the way. And his birthday happened to be on Sunday while we were out there. Now, we started out on Friday just, really just trying to get there. And let me say that traveling this time around for us did not go well. We had a lot of diversions, a lot of deviations because of weather. Flights were delayed. So it felt like Friday and Tuesday coming home, all we did was travel. Now, I am not a claustrophobic human being, but by the time we diverted around all the weather Tuesday coming home, I thought I was going to lose my mind on the plane. I really, really did, because it was only supposed to be a 3-hour flight. We were on that thing for like 4.5 hours, and I was just ready to get off the plane. Now, getting there, though, I will say we didn't prepare very well for the trip there either. Corey's Wi-Fi wouldn't work on his phone, you know, kept pushing that $8, $8, $8, PayPal, nothing was working. Finally got it to work a little bit, and we were going a little stir crazy because it had been a really long day, and Corey had come straight from Park Falls building out Civic Media Studios, literally enough time to change out suitcases, get in the car, and head to the airport in Milwaukee, and then we found out our flight was delayed, so we didn't have to rush quite as much. We were totally not prepared to be on the plane at all. The book that I brought was not very exciting, and so it wasn't keeping my attention. So we ended up watching some Wheel of Fortune once we got the Wi-Fi going. We ended up watching some Password as well. And then we were bored because all of our TV shows were over, and my husband is a huge game show fanatic. So we played some I Spy on the plane to round out the last 45 minutes of our flight. You know, it's what adults do, Jay. You got to keep yourself entertained.
What did we do before we had that technology? You know,
I
when
have
you
no
had.
Idea.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you just smoked cigarettes on the plane back then.
And hope That's the it. Ashes don't land somewhere. We right. also had a nice gentleman, an older gentleman sitting behind us who was telling Corey all about his adventures to go meet what we're assuming was his catfish lover from Thailand. We're going to assume she was much younger than him, and my husband can tell you every detail of his love life because of that trip to Las Vegas. Anyway, once we landed, we get to the motel. You know, you kind of get settled. We needed some food, so we walked around a little bit, ate some dinner, and then Saturday rolled around, and the big Las Vegas fanatics that we are, my husband decided he needed to go get a haircut while he was in Las Vegas. So of course we went and did that. So that was exciting. And then we went over to the Mob Museum, it was interesting. Now, my husband wasn't super stoked about going to the Mob Museum. We were really just looking for some fun stuff to do that was a little unusual and a little different, and the Mob Museum was definitely it. A lot of history, though, about how the United States came to be, obviously, because the mob really has its roots in Prohibition. You find out a little bit of, history about that. And then, of course, the mob pretty much built most of Vegas. And so you find out a little history of that. So it was very interesting. Then we went back to our motel and we got ready to go to Cirque du Soleil. Now, let me ask you, have you ever been privileged enough to see a Cirque du Soleil show, whether it was in Vegas or one of their road shows? Because, boy, oh boy, those are amazing.
You know, I've been close enough to seeing one, but never had the opportunity. I think there was a Cirque du Soleil show down in Orlando, Florida at one point.
Sure.
We were down there vacationing, didn't get a chance to see that. And I think there was kind of a Cirque du Soleil inspired show on a cruise ship once,
okay,
many years ago that we got to see, but I have not seen the real official Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we go to the Bellagio, right? We're at the Bellagio Motel, reminding me exactly why I wasn't stoked about parts of Vegas, because as you're walking through Bellagio to get to the Cirque du Soleil theater, you're dealing with the slot machines. You're dealing with older people in hover rounds who just really want to get to the slot machine that's dinging right now because they want their turn, and they're not afraid to take you out, people. They are not afraid to take you out in those hover rounds, let me tell you. So we get to the Cirque du Soleil theater, we sit down, and magic happens. I mean, this is absolutely the most incredible show I've ever seen. And if you love Circus World, think of all the acrobatics you see at Circus World, like on steroids times 100. Mm-hmm. And then you add millions of gallons of water to it too, because we saw Cirque du Soleil So there were platforms, and the platforms would rise so they could walk on the water, and then they would lower, so then they were diving like 70 feet from the rafters into this pool of water, and there were things floating, and there was live music, and it was just absolutely mind-blowing and incredible. So that was super, super fun. Now we go into Sunday, and let me tell you, we had an adventure. We had definitely an adventure. Now, Corey and I love go-cars. We discovered these when we went to San Francisco last year. They're like, like little street-legal UTVs, ATVs, whatever you want to call them. Last year, we took one over the Golden Gate Bridge into Sausalito, which was really, really cool. Open sides, you have a top, though, all of that good stuff. And then you've got a little GPS voice that tells you about all the sights and things that you're going to see along the way, and gives you basically a guided tour of your area, right? Because you got a GPS right there. It's really fun. So we decide we're going to do this out into Red Rock Canyon, which is in the Mojave Desert, right? So we get to our go-kart place. We're already running behind, typical us. And it's Corey's birthday as well. We get there and the guy goes, you're gonna want to be really careful out there because, there's not a lot of chargers. These are battery-operated cars. And he's like, you're going to have to, really watch the battery. I was really sweating it last time I did it. So we were like, oh, good. But this is a great opportunity, right? So we get on our go-car. We look down. Before we even leave the parking lot, the thing's on 85%. We're like, oh, boy.
Oh.
And then we're looking at the GPS, right? We have a ways to get there straight into the wind. So we get out to the basin, the basin of the Red Rock Canyon and the Mojave Desert, and we're down to 42% on our battery. 13-mile loop to go through the Mojave Desert and the Red Rock Canyon. And before we leave, the guy says to us, he goes, oh, you're going to definitely want to use that defroster too, because it's like an igloo effect out there. We're like, what? What is happening? So, of course, we had to stop for sweatshirts and stuff, and then we're down to 42% because it got really frigid there. And we're like, we're never going to make it. We've got to go over to the Red Rock Casino where they told us we could charge our vehicle and so we can make it through the loop. Go over there. Long story short, we use 6 different chargers. None of them will charge this car. None of them.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
All broken. They're not working. Nothing. So Corey gets on his phone and he's like, ooh, we're about 5 miles from like charging stations that actually work with the go-car. Let's head over there. Turns out we have to take the main interstate in our go-car, open sides, no roof, and we're on a 6-lane in Las Vegas. Now, thank goodness it was a Sunday, because we would have been little tiny smashed puddles over on the side of the road. So we're on a 6-lane in our go-car, 66 miles per hour, while people are whizzing past us at 80, neep, neep, says our horn. And finally, we get to a charging station. We're able to, we see two of them, kind of like Tesla knockoff charging stations. Turns out they're broken, they're not working, but it says that there's six more in this lot. So I follow my GPS as we're cruising around in our go-car, and it looks like this parking lot just kind of falls off, you know, there's like an edge. It turns out it goes down, and here's six beautiful charging stations right there. So we plug the go-car in, and at this point, we're just praying, right? Because if this doesn't work, then we don't even have enough battery at this point, thanks to the six lane, to get back to the go-car facility to change out and do this all again. So we're just praying, and we plug it in. It says it's charging, and then we stand there, and we stare at the little bar going across till it goes from 35% to 36%, because, you know, we're like, you know, we could be gone for an hour and a half and come back with 38% battery if this thing isn't working, and that's just... it's not going to be enough. Luckily for us, all was good. So we went and got some barbecue, some of the worst barbecue we've ever had, by the way. And we let that thing charge. And then when we came back, we had a nice 88%. So we head back to Red Rock, back down the six-lane interstate, because that's the only way you could do it. And we bypass the basin this time. We buy our pass because everything is reservation-based. We get in line and we're like, all right, we're doing the canyon. Let's go. So before we left the go-kart facility, the guy's like, most of it's uphill, so when you get downhill, regenerate so you have enough power. So we were squeezing that handle on that thing the best we could going downhill, but let me tell you, it was freezing cold. We were so glad we stopped for the sweatshirts. The 2.5 hours of trouble out of our way, totally worth it, because it was one of the most incredible scenic places we had ever seen in our entire lives. It was
so you just
absolutely
wish that
incredible.
You just wish that you would have had maybe a regular car.
Kind of wishing,
right?
I would have had a Tesla I couldn't get into. Yes, very much so. Very much so. But it was absolutely incredible. We came through that one unscathed. We were exhausted at the end of the day. We tried to go out for dinner, ended up in the motel restaurant for Corey's birthday because we were exhausted and we couldn't handle anymore. So then Monday, let me tell you, is NAB, right? So we get up early. We're over there. We had an incredible day. My husband let me toot his horn, and I know we're running out of time here, and he's listening, and he's like watching his clock now telling me to wrap up. I can feel it. Even though he's not in the house. I have to toot his horn for a little bit because Orban, which you're a radio guy, you know, they make
yes.
these incredible instruments that we use for sound and processing and all of that. He was actually presented an award from Orban for his commitment to engineering and excellence in radio. And they've only given out 6 in 20 years. And my husband
wow.
was a recipient of one over at NAB. So that was really, really
hey,
incredible.
Hey, I got to say, congrats to Corey on that. That's a huge honor.
I know. It was really, really awesome. And it's a really cool globe. And we had to have it shipped home because we didn't have enough room in our carry-on luggage. So we'll have the actual award crystal globe here in the next few days. But that was really, really cool. And he was actually nominated through another company that we work with called SAS. And they provide our control boards and all of our consoles and everything like that. He's bought multiple for not only for Max FM, but for some of these stations he's building right now. And so we hung out with our good friends over at the SAS booth. And you're a radio guy. You'll know this. This is very exciting. We met Shotgun Tom Kelly and hung out with him.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. Shotgun is a hoot. If you love oldies radio, you've probably heard him. He still is on Sirius doing, the oldie shows. He's absolutely a gem of a human being. And he and Corey geeked out over model trains as well. So,
very cool.
Yeah. So, you know, 2.5 hours of our day trying to get through the Mojave Desert, finally did it. And then I think Monday, though, redeemed everything for my husband, because then we got to even go to dinner with the SAS crew and Shotgun Tom Kelly, and my husband sat side by side, and they geeked over model trains some more and some really delicious food as well. So it was,
and plus when you guys when you left Vegas, you didn't you weren't down hundreds or thousands of dollars.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think my husband gambled a whole $40.
That sounds like what I would do right there.
And he did that at the airport with the Wheel of Fortune machine. So there you go. There you go. All in all, not a bad trip. And I know, Corey Hartman, you can quit glaring through the radio at the time. I'm going to get to the weather right now. I can feel it, Jay. I can feel it. I can feel him like, wrap up.
Yes.
Anyway, all in all, it was a really great trip, and we did have a good time. But always some shenanigans for us along the way. Always. Every every single time we try to do something, it is not without adventure. Let's put it like that.
And a story to tell. Yeah.
Always. I always say I want to be a colorful old lady someday, sitting on my porch with things to talk about. I don't want to be one of those boring old ladies someday. And not one who's in a hover round trying to run people over, trying to get to the slots. That's for sure. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy today. These showers continue. A high right around 50. Showers maybe this evening, but we're going to gradually clear things out down to 35. Sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high near 51. Right now, it's 43.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I love you.
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 735 right now. And Jay Roberts joining me this morning in for the vacationing Jim Finn. I really do hope Finn, as much as I joke about it, is really enjoying a Guinness or a Jameson as we speak. I don't know what the time difference is in Ireland between us and them, but you got to imagine that with what we know about Ireland and some of their festivities, Guinness and Jameson is probably always on tap, wouldn't it be? I mean,
I think so. Yeah, well, it's the first thing that comes to mind for us anyway,
right?
When we
exactly that and potatoes, but they had a famine with that or something, and then a bunch of the Irish ended up coming here, so we don't want to do that to them. Hey, right. Coming up yet this hour, I do want to remind everybody that we've got our birthday list, and if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning, 355-9970. That's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. And of course, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce going to join us before 8 o'clock as well to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Now, we were talking a little bit about our excursions through Las Vegas and using the Ubers and all of that good stuff, right? And luckily, Jay, Corey and I kept our faculties about us, and we were able to take everything out of the Uber that we brought into the Uber as we were traveling through the city of Las Vegas. But That's not how everybody does an Uber. Have you ever left anything behind in one of those rental vehicles, or when you've done the ride share type thing, that you just really wish you could get back? I mean, our kid left a headphone in one of his earbuds in New York when we were there over Christmas. Luckily, The Uber guy came back and was able to get it back to him, so that's good. But you guys, have you ever left anything behind?
I haven't. I think I've probably taken an Uber like less than 10 times. And
okay.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure. What's
that? When you take an Uber, does the driver talk to you or not talk to you? Typically?
It depends. Some drivers are really, really friendly and really, really talk. Others are very, very quiet and they just drive you. And then Corey and I just have conversations, or if the boys are with us, then we just have conversations amongst ourselves quietly. So it can be a little awkward though if you're just sitting there in dead silence, right? Because that's weird. We had one Uber driver on Saturday night. We ate at a really great after the Cirque du Soleil show. We ate at this amazing Italian restaurant, and way more food than I've probably consumed in months, right? During this Las Vegas trip, and desserts as well. And if you know anything about me, I don't do a lot of sugars, I don't do glutens, I don't do any of that kind of stuff. So it was very rare that I kind of venture out of my bubble. We had this one Uber driver though who was such a bad driver, he literally made me car sick because he kept stopping and starting, and then he'd like gun it really hard, and then he'd speed up, and then he'd stomp on his brakes. He actually made me car sick on the way from the restaurant after eating all that amazing food to the hotel. I almost lost it all in his car. I'm like, not even it was really bad.
Well, so, it would have been his fault.
you get those kind of drivers as well. Now, I only bring all of this up because have you ever left your burrito steamer behind in
an
Uber?
Been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, it turns out that somebody did, and Uber found it. In fact, the company just released a list of 11 things that most of us leave behind and have over the past year. Now, they include some pretty normal things, right? Clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, which would be really bad if you're on a trip, jewelry, your phone, cameras, tables, interestingly enough, books, laptops, and even vapes. Uber also shared some of the weird things that people have left behind over the past year. Now, this list gets a little bit more exciting. We're talking like a frontal hair toupee left behind in an Uber over the past year. Somebody took their hair off in the car. That's awesome. Hot sauce and a breathalyzer. Oh, we know what they had on their mind. Someone panicked because they left behind a leaf that's much needed. A leaf, okay. Like their lucky leaf, their pet leaf, their therapy leaf. I'm not really sure, but that's interesting. two containers with spiders in them, a tray of meat pies, a ceramic hat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says, "See you in court," a live pet turtle. I don't know how you leave your pet turtle behind. That's interesting. Benihana garlic butter. So apparently they had some exquisite taste. A framed Taylor Swift autograph, which you don't want to lose one of those. Those things are going to be worth money someday.
Right.
A fart sensor and a hashtag best day ever foam sign. Other weird things left behind included a fake butt, a thong, undergarments, a paternity test. They'll never know. They need Maury Povich now. My goodness. Who are these people traveling by Uber? A WWE championship belt and a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it.
I'm still trying to figure out what a fart sensor is. What is that?
I tried to figure out what any of this stuff is. Oh, my goodness. Now, there are some other things that Uber released with this particular report. The most forgetful cities include Miami, LA, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Orlando, Phoenix, Tampa Bay, Denver, and Austin. And some lost and found trends include the most popular color of lost items with Uber is red. The top lost car keys were from Mini Cooper owners. Well, they can barely find their cars because they're so small. I'm sure the keys are hard to find as well. January 21st is the most forgetful day of the year, and the most popular hours of the day lost items were reported were between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. You got to think that's because people in the Ubers are getting a little tired by that point. But that's a fun list. We're a fun bunch of people, aren't we? Forgetting our fake butts and our fart sensors in those Ubers.
It happens to all of us, doesn't it?
I mean, you know, sometimes you just forget where you placed your fake butt. I totally understand. I mean, you know, or you take off your hair in the middle of the Uber and you just forget to put it back on your head. I totally understand.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Last time I lost my burrito steamer, I decided I'm going to put my name on that. So if it ever happens again, you know, someone can get
a
hold of me.
Name and phone number. That's right. They can call you. That's right. I just want to know what a Spanky Fest is now. I mean, I've got questions about a cat that says Spanky Fest. I'm sorry, people.
Start Googling.
Oh, I think that's going to lead me down a path I probably don't want to see this morning. I'm pretty sure. But, you know, sometimes it's worth the effort, I got to say. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Luckily, we didn't leave any of those types of things behind. We came home with everything that we went with. That's for sure. Showers are going to continue today. In fact, a little drizzle coming down right now out here at Goose Poop Pond. High right around 50. Luckily for us, we're going to see a little bit more sunshine tomorrow, which I am more than ready to see a little bit of sunshine. We're also going to have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Hey, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Many local teams around the area will get back at it again today. The Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team is going to be hosting Portage for a doubleheader. It gets started at 4:30 with Game 1. The T-Bird softball team also competing at home. They'll be welcoming Reedsburg out at Pierce Park. 5 o'clock is the start time for that one. For the Sauk Prairie Eagles, it's going to be the tennis team heading to Portage at 4:15. Baseball is going to be at McFarland at 5. Softball will be at the Warriors place going against Portage at 5 o'clock as well. Lacrosse for the Eagles will be at DeForest at 7. And then also at 7, it's going to be Wanakee in town to face the Eagle soccer squad out at Stadium Field. Reedsburg boys tennis is going to be at Mauston today at 4. Baseball team for the Beavers will be at Edgewood at 5. And then again, the softball squad is going to be out at Pierce Park taking on the T-Birds. In addition to all the events mentioned already for Portage, the girls' soccer team is going to be welcoming Central Wisconsin Christian at 6 o'clock. And then a lot of those postponements from earlier in this week landing both tomorrow and Saturday. It'll be a busy end of the week. Bullpen shutout yesterday for the Brewers as they're able to salvage one game against the San Diego Padres. 1-0, the final in that one. Both teams were scoreless until the eighth inning. That's when Blake Perkins was able to hit a single to left and score Bryce Turang. And that was all they needed as five different pitchers came in and held the Padres off the board and gave the Brewers their victory. 11-6 now the record for the Crew. Padres fall to 11-10. Milwaukee will have the day off today. They'll head to St. Louis to face the Cards for a three-game set. Their first matchup versus a divisional rival. 7:15, the first pitch tomorrow night. First set of play-in games are complete for the NBA. The Lakers will be the 7th seed in the West as they were able to take down the Pelicans a couple of nights ago. Now it's going to be those Pelicans going against the Kings. Kings eliminated the Golden State Warriors, 118-94, the final in that one. And then for the Eastern Conference last night, it was the Philadelphia 76ers becoming the 7th seed as they got a 105-104 win over the Heat. The Heat will now take on the Chicago Bulls. Bulls eliminated the Atlanta Hawks last night, 131-116. Those 8th seed play-in games are going to be held on Friday. And then the postseason gets started on Saturday. Bucks know their matchup. Their Bucks' first matchup is going to be on Sunday. 6 o'clock is when they'll take on the Indiana Pacers. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy today with showers, a high near 50 degrees. Tonight, becoming clear with a low around 34. Sunshine and breezy on Friday, a high near 51. West winds will gust 30 to 35 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, upper 40s Saturday, upper 50s Sunday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 44.
99.7
7:47 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. It is just about another weekend. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. Bob Seger now with Shakedown.
No matter what you think you hold, you'll find it's not enough. No matter who you think you know, you won't get through. It's a given. Yeah.
dance into the crowded light. Break down, take down, you busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Hurry, just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down, shake down.
Shake down. There is Bob Seger, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That one, of course, Jay, from Beverly Hills Cop 2. And a yes. good one to get us going this morning. We're digging deep into the vault on that one. We don't play that one very often.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
That's a good stuff. One. Oh, that's good stuff this morning. Hey, so I did figure out what Spanky's Fest is, by the way. I did go down that rabbit hole this morning. Turns out it's actually a music festival that's held at a restaurant, like a bar and grill type, almost every year in Waterford, Wisconsin. I know, isn't that kind of cool? So the cap, Spanky Fest cap from the Ubers, turns out that you probably could have bought that poster right here in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, there's some antique store that has multiples of those somewhere.
Indeed.
If you do a little digging. Interesting stuff. I had no idea. I'm gonna have to explore. They've got their entire list. I haven't got that far, but of performers for this year coming up, because it looks like it's every June, maybe July. So I'll do a little bit more investigating, but it wasn't as, at least it was that. I mean, I was a little frightened to type Spanky Fest into my browser to see what actually came up, but it turns yes. out it's totally kosher.
Oh, good. Yeah, otherwise you'd have to leave that topic alone, right?
Well, I could. I just make fun of it a whole lot. So it's fine. And I would definitely delete my search history because, well, you know, I don't need anybody thinking I'm into weird things. Hey, it is time to run through our birthday list here this morning. And we have a great list of celebrity birthdays. And of course, we would love to announce your birthday or anniversary as well. So if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, why, we're going through the famous side of things. You can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So we're going to start at the top here with Chloe Bennett, who plays Sky/Daisy on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She is celebrating her 32nd birthday. You'll find, Jay, that most of the time, I don't know who most of these people are as we go
Same.
Through the list.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I know exactly who that is. Most of the time I'm like, never watch that. I'm not a big TV person. There's a lot of shows that I watch or I'm just coming around to now that they're on streaming because I can start and stop things at my own leisure. But some stuff that's been around for a really long time, it's like all new to me because, you know, I'm just coming around to it. Britt Robertson, federal public defender Sandra Bell on ABC's drama For the People. She also played Angie on Under the Dome. She is 34 years old. Aaliyah Shawkat from Arrested Development is 35 years old. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, she jumped in for the third Transformers movie when Megan Fox's hotness was no longer worth her attitude. Apparently Machine Gun Kelly was totally okay with it, though, because they're still a
yes.
thing. But Rosie Huntington-Whiteley celebrating her 37th birthday today. America Ferreira, I love her, by the way. She played she played Betty on Ugly Betty. That was kind of her major breakout role. And then she was also Amy on Superstore. She is celebrating her 40th birthday. Really kind of came to a little bit more fame when she was part of the Barbie movie. Now, was that a movie, by the way, that you guys saw in your family, the Barbie movie? Because I know you have a daughter. Did you have to make your way to the theater for that one?
No. Okay. By the time my daughter turned about maybe 10, 11 years old, she was done with the Barbie thing.
All right.
I was kind of sad because that was a fun time in her childhood.
Oh, I know. I had Barbies. We've talked about my Barbie experience. My best friend growing up was a boy, so G.I. Joe and Barbie hung out a lot. Barbie didn't really need Ken for any reason because Ken was kind of stupid. He didn't really do much. G.I. Joe was really where it was at, and he sometimes let Barbie drive the Jeep, too, on their excursion, so it was good. It was good stuff. Let's see. Reeve Carney, who played Riff Raff in the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake. I was totally okay with the original. And also the immortal Dorian Gray on Penny Dreadful is 41 years old. Miguel Cabrera, who is the Detroit Tigers MVP, he signed a record-breaking 10-year contract in 2004 that was worth almost $300 million. That's like winning the lottery in one fell swoop. He is celebrating his 41st birthday today. We have a Kardashian on the list. Kourtney is celebrating her 45th birthday. I don't think we need to say much more about that, do we? I think we can skip right over the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Melissa Joan Hart. Oh, my husband would be so excited. He was a huge Clarissa Explains It All fan. She was also Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and she was on Melissa and Joey. She had a short-lived Netflix show called No Luck Nick, or No Good Nick, I should say. She is celebrating her 48th birthday.
Hey, Eli, do you remember when she did that Christmas ad campaign for Walmart?
Probably, oh, vaguely, yeah.
What was it, like maybe 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, vaguely, I remember that one.
I don't know why that sticks in my brain, like even more than Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but it just seems like yesterday, and I saw a lot of those commercials. Obviously.
Well, because it's Walmart, and they want you to come buy all of your Christmas stuff from them, so that makes sense. I vaguely remember that. I always thought it was weird, like, when you had these celebrities who, you know, were, like, high profile when you were young, all of a sudden, like, in a Walmart commercial. Yeah. It's like Kristen Wiig right now, who has reprised her character, have you seen that, as the Target lady for all the Target commercials? Remember that character she played on SNL?
Oh, yes.
So she's reprised that for all these new Target commercials, and I'm like, really? Have you not had a job lately that now you have to reprise your Target lady? But you know they gotta make their money somehow. Eli Roth, who directed Death Wish and Hostel, is celebrating his 52nd birthday. David Tennant, who was on Amazon's Good Omens, you also know him from Marvel's Jessica Jones. Before that, he was the 10th Doctor on Doctor Who. The 13th Doctor is now a woman. Now I have to ask, Finn is a huge Doctor Who fan, so he can usually tell me the long sordid history of this. Are Doctor Who fan, James Bond fan, any of that kind of stuff? Do you get into that kind of stuff?
I don't know the first thing about it.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it to him to be my resident expert then, because I don't get into any of that either. Anyway, David Tennant is 53 years old today. We have Maria Bello on the list. She played Jacqueline Sloan on NCIS, and she was also on ER, who really wasn't at one point in time.
Yeah.
She is celebrating her 57th birthday. Conan O'Brien, love Conan O'Brien. He is 61 years old. Eric McCormick, who I also love. He played Will Truman on Will and Grace. Loved the original. Did not like the remake, which is probably why it's not on anymore. He also was time traveler Grant McLaren on the Netflix show Travelers. He's 61. Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist. He has Ahmed, the dead terrorist. He has Jose, the jalapeno on a stick. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. He's so stinking funny. So funny. I love him. Jane Leaves, who played Daphne on Frasier. She was also Joy on Hot in Cleveland. She's 63. Eric Roberts, who happens to be Julia Roberts' brother. He also played he's also the star of Scream Queen star Emma Roberts. A lot of people remember him as the mob boss in The Dark Knight. He is 68 years old. John James, who was Jeff Colby on Dynasty and the Colbys, is 68 years old. We have Rick Moranis celebrating. Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Little Shop of Horrors, Parenthood. He played Barney Rubble in The Flintstones. Then his wife passed away and he left Hollywood so that he could be a dad and take care of his kids, which is why you haven't seen him around for a really long time.
That's respectable.
I love that. He is 71 years old. James Woods is also celebrating today. He is 77. He was in Disney's Hercules, and he rocked in John Carpenter's Vampires as well. And then you got Haley Mills. She was a classic Disney star. She played twins Susan and Sharon in the original 1961 version of The Parent Trap. She won an Oscar for Disney's Pollyanna and starred as the teacher on the first season of Saved by the Bell before the show moved from Disney over to NBC, back when it was still called Good Morning, Miss Bliss, just in case anybody needs a little bit more